30
Bizbox, yeah. For how much?
For 25% of the company.
25%? Okay. I like the idea. So I'd like a bigger stake.
30% now.
I was kind of thinking more 40.
31%.
What's the only subject taught in secondary school that's not taught at primary level? Business. Bizworld Ireland CEO Fiona McKeown explains how they aim to fix that.
We're a not-for-profit working in Ireland, trying to bring ideation, creativity and entrepreneurship to primary schools all over the country.
Bizworld Ireland has already run hundreds of workshops in partnership with Bank of Ireland.
I'm Denise Dunnigan, segment manager in Bank of Ireland for the YSA segment 0 to 12.
And where are we today and what are we doing?
We're in school. We're in Shankill. It's a primary school. We're in a class, fifth class, three fifth classes together. We have 33 students here and they're all taking part in the Bizworld by Bank of Ireland.
And what will they do today?
They are on their second day of the workshop, so they are going to be finalising all their marketing materials. They're going to be working through their business plan. And in an hour's time, they're going to be presenting to a panel of venture capitalists, and they're going to be seeking funding for their business.
Let's hear four of the five teams pitch their business ideas. They've each got less than 60 seconds to impress.
A Gecko Games is a place where you can check reviews on games, you can play games and you can order games. And after 30 minutes of playing games, you have to swipe left to do some fitness. There's inside activities, outside activities in the fitness, and a scavenger hunt is where you play with your friends, either finding things inside or finding things outside. Our slogan is play for a bit and then get fit.
The Quick Bake team have a very tasty retail concept.
We give a cake to the customer and then they can go to a section and they can decorate itself.
Okay, and what sort of decorations do you have?
So like you could have like sprinkles, you could like have, if you want, you could have like flakes, you could have anything. And also like if you get, you can have wedding cakes, Easter cakes, you can have any cake type of cake. You could have... Well, for like a small cupcake would be like $2.50 and then like a muffin would be like $3.50. And then like wedding cakes would be like 30, depends on like how many layers and what they have on it. So
who would do all the baking and making the cakes?
In the morning we would have to like get up and bake the cakes and they'd be all fresh. We wouldn't use the ones from the other day, we'd bake new ones so they're nice and fresh.
Next let's hear from Sing, who plan to sell a music creation app.
It's an app that you can create your own music,
yeah.
And you can listen to other people's music as well.
Yeah, and how do you do that?
So we have like background music and like clapping and drums.
Yeah.
And you can sing yourself if you would like.
Okay, and is it, you charge people for downloading the app? How does that work?
It's one ninety-nine,
yeah.
And if you want 30 background music, it's $4.99.
Okay.
Shop and Create's business concept also seems to involve chocolate.
You can shop online, you can search, and you can look up DIYs and recipes.
Okay, and what else can you do?
Like when you go into recipes, you can say chocolate cake,
yeah,
how to make chocolate cake, and it will say, tell you how to make it, or it will show you a video.
Our slogan is believe it, achieve it, and create it, and David came up with that idea for the slogan, and we decided to use it because it was a good idea for a slogan.
But what does the class teacher make of the Bizworld workshop?
I'm Louise Power and I'm a 5th and 6th class teacher in Sculwira in Shankill, County Dublin.
Okay, and you're on the second day of Bizworld. How's it going?
It's going really well. the kids, first day was great, a little bit of settling in, and the kids to, you know, to understand the vocabulary and the terminology used connected to making a business and setting up a business. But once all of that was explained, the kids have really taken it on board and have just flown with it, really, and it's been really good. Second day now today, they're well able, ready to do their presentations.
The fifth and final team from the school are Bric-a-Brac Shack, and they're up in front of the dragons.
We are a small company that sells products for stress. We sell stress balls, slime and feather pens.
Kids get stressed too. We try our best to help people of all ages, but we mainly focus on children of ages of 7 to 13.
We sell stuff like stress balls and slime, so if you're nervous you can squeeze them. And we explain how to prevent bullying and how to make sure that you're not that stressed in class, so you can work better and you can be happy.
We try to keep our products affordable between two to five bizbucks. Here are some of our product prices. Slime, 4 bizbucks. Stress ball, 4 to 5 bizbucks. Feather pens, 2 bizbucks.
So that's the pitch. Now, what are the dragons prepared to offer?
I would probably offer you 20 biz bucks, and I would ask you then for maybe a 10% share in your company.
That offer meets with a very polite refusal from the Bric-a-Brac team.
No, it's the price is a bit too low. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I can certainly go higher than that. I like the idea, and I like the idea if you're dealing with stress. What I would look at is 40 biz books for 30%.
I'd like to make an offer as well. I think your business idea is brilliant. Like, mental health is what it's all about at the moment. Like, and like the way it's organic, like you make it yourself, it's homemade. That's completely happening right now, like, as in Lush. That's massive. Everyone wants to go there. So I think it's a brilliant idea. I'd be willing to give you the 50 biz books for the 20% what he offered originally.
It's a deal.
Do your team agree? Yes. I caught up with the team afterwards.
Do you think you did well?
Yeah, I think we did really well. We got what we wanted. We got a very good deal, and I'm really happy.
And there was lots of questions, Molly. Do you think you answered them?
Yeah, there was a lot of questions. Some of them were kind of like hard to answer, but it was good.
But you did well. I mean, was there anything you weren't expecting that really threw you?
When they accepted our deal.
It turns out the team had a smart negotiation strategy at work.
The way we planned it was for going really high, so we didn't have to go, because we can't really go higher in that position.
Yeah.
They can only go lower, so we decided to go high and hope for the best.
What does Denise from Bank of Ireland think the kids will get from BizWorld?
I think they're going to have gained a lot from the two-day workshop. They've learned a lot about business. It isn't something that's taught at a primary school, and they'll have worked through their presentations and stood up in front of a panel of adults, and I'd hope that they'd have gained some confidence from that. And just have really had fun and enjoyed working in a team, and really to feel a sense of accomplishment, because they've done a huge amount of work over the 2 days.
The last word goes, as it should, to class teacher Louise Power.
The teamwork that has been presented, cooperative and collaborative learning, has been invaluable. And for kids to work with different kids who they normally wouldn't be with in a classroom has been really beneficial. And I've observed that as a teacher, looking at different personalities, and particularly this project brings out those different personalities with kids who may have an interest in this area who might have never known that.